The Dragon's Heart. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop. Or Plop, if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi, people call me Maine, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse.
Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I am the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I am also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place where the most unbelievable things can happen.
1.
The first 5 minutes of the long recess were perfect. A new book had just been released in my favourite series. John had put it aside for me. He is the one who is in charge of the school library. I found a quiet corner of the schoolyard and sat on a bench. That was the end of my luck. As soon as I opened the book, a shadow fell over it.
"So this is where you have been hiding," a scornful voice said.
"We have been looking for you everywhere," another voice added.
Oh no, I thought. Emma and Alma. No more peace and quiet for me then. Those two are not very nice. Luckily, they are not in my class. They are not twins, not even sisters, but they do whatever they can to look exactly alike. Same hairstyle, same outfits, and same way of speaking.
"We don't want you going around saying stuff about us, just so you know," Alma said.
"We will not put up with it," Emma added.
"What are you talking about? I have not said anything about you," I said. It was not completely true. In the first recess, Pop and Maine and I had been talking about them. We call them the stickers because they are always glued together while they whisper and gossip. Someone must have heard us and then told them. There is always someone around who loves to gossip at this school.
"And you are a liar too," Alma said.
I got up and started walking away. "Don't think you are getting away off easily," Emma said. They went to stand in front of me, but I just went around them and kept walking.
"You are such a chicken," Alma yelled and ran alongside me. "Beep, beep, beep," Emma giggled.
I pretended not to hear it.
"Don't you know how to speak?" Alma asked.
"She's probably too stupid for that," Emma laughed.
If anyone here is too stupid for words, it is you, I thought to myself. I picked up the pace, so I was almost running. But they followed me. Alma grabbed my arm and hissed,
"You are not going anywhere."